Welcome back to Baby Mamas.
Baby Mamas.
Halloween episode.
We recorded on Friday and decided that it was more for therapy.
Yeah, we were like, maybe this should be just between us.
So we decided not to release it.
We're back on Sunday here in the office. And we figured, you know, we can do like some catch-up stuff and then like some Halloween spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Because I did have people write into us about like their spooky stories. And some of them are
what
like,
did we say? Spooky dick stories or
spooky dick? No.
What did you call it on Friday?
I called it spooky dick. Yeah.
I'm like, can we get like Halloween
sex stories
and I was gone like, wrong? Or did you guys like have sex in a costume? Could you imagine like having sex in a costume?
It's not comfortable.
Oh, you've done it.
Oh yes. It's not comfy.
I don't like it.
I don't like it at all.
Okay. So you went to the birthday party, the princess party.
Yeah,
tell us about
I just
it.
Got back. It's funny because I just posted the story on our baby mama's Instagram and people started DMing us. And they're like, oh, we're so glad you went. And they're like asking if Janet went with me. So I did ask Janet to go with me.
But
I asked her
no.
this morning. No, she said, yeah. She was like, yeah, I'm down. Like, she'll go. So it was me, her, and BB. And it actually went really well. We got there.
We went to a house.
It wasn't the house because apparently I put, instead of, you know how some addresses have drive and some have like place.
Yes.
But they're like the same exact number.
Yeah.
So when I first put it on my GPS, I put drive instead of place. So we went to the house and I was like, this doesn't look like anything's going on here. And then when we got there, a dog started barking. So I was like, I don't think they would have a dog out. And then this guy came out. And he was like, oh, are you guys like early trick-or-treating? And I was like, no, we're here for a birthday party. And he was like, I think you have the wrong place. Like, he's like, this is
drive
something
or whatever.
Drive. And I think you might have to be at place. And he's like, this happens all the time. Like, I get food deliveries here from them and everything. Yeah, like,
I'd
people
be like, give me the food. Take your kid back, but I'll accept the food.
And I was cracking up. I was like, I just could have sworn. I didn't look at that little drive, like that last little part of the address. I just looked at the number and then the actual thing. And it was the first one that popped up on GPS. So I was like, oh, thank God. I was like, I'm so sorry.
Aww.
But it looked so creepy. Like, I was like, I thank God it wasn't this house.
Then you're like, on second thought, BB, we're going to go home.
We're going home. So then we got there and I was like, oh, this is it. Because it was like a birthday sign outside. And I was like, this is what I was looking for. And then we got there and the little girl is actually, it's funny because they're not in the same class, but she's like actually really close with Vivi. Like, she wanted her next to her the whole time. Yeah, they see each other like recess and I think lunch. Because there's like, so Vivi's like in a ladybug class and then the other girl's like in a turtle class. Like, they separate them by like animals. Which is fucking cute.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so she came, I remember the first time she came home and like she's like, I'm a ladybug. And I'm like, cute.
Like,
and she's like, no, I mean like in school. And I was like, okay. Like, I'm thinking this is one of your things.
Right.
Like, I'm a ladybug today or I'm a butterfly. Like, it's always something.
You're like, cool.
Yeah, I'm like, cool. But she's like, yeah, I guess they separate them by that. And I was, and then when we got the invite, I'm like, oh, is she like in your class? And she's like, no, she's a turtle. And I was like, oh, okay. But it's so cute, right? I'm like, they like call each other by their
like
animal
class.
Names. Yeah.
No, she's a turtle.
She's like, no, she's a turtle. And I was like, so how do you see her? She's like, I see her through recess and stuff. And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah.
But the mom actually came up to me and she was like, oh, you know, my daughter was saying that she only sees BB in recess, but she's always playing with this other little girl. So she never like plays with her. And I was like, oh shit. Like, is she going to be on my ass about my daughter not playing with her? But she was like, no, but she was like, but she's, I was like, oh, all you have to do is like, just tell her, like, can I play with you?
Like,
you know, like she's so friendly. And then she was like, no, she like plays with her sometimes and stuff. And I was like, oh, well, that's good. But it was awkward.
Talk to other parents?
Yeah. There was some other parents there. I think everyone was kind of like,
everyone was awkward.
No, not everyone was awkward. We were all, I think it was really good because it was, she kind of had it everything like scheduled out. So in like the 2 hours, she had everything. Like, we got there, they played for like 10 minutes, and then she had like a craft ready. And then right after the craft, they did like a pin the it was like pin the lips on the frog or something, because it was a princess party. And then after that, it went into the pinata. And then right after the pinata, it went to, it was very structured. Yeah. So it wasn't like you were hanging around, like
trying to like just like
figure out what to do.
Right. Yeah.
Everything. So I aspire to be that. Me too, because I'm like, this is, so, I was like, Vivi's parties, like the kids just go into, they just do whatever the
fuck. But you guys all also know each other.
Yeah. I was thinking that too.
So it probably is helpful to like have something structured when you don't know anyone. That's kind of nice.
And she was saying, she was like, oh, she was like, thank God for Pinterest. Like, you can tell a lot of the stuff she had was like from Pinterest. That's, I was so like, cute. This is the same as me. Like, she had, like the little stuff. Chips and stuff had different names from like the prince, different princesses. And I was like, this is so Pinterest. Like, this is definitely my vibe. It was so cute. Yeah, but it was really nice. I liked that everything was planned out because it wasn't like awkward for us, like just sitting around and like, I mean, we talked and everything, but it wasn't awkward. It was definitely good. Like, I didn't feel weird, but like as soon as like 5 o'clock hit, I was like, okay, we gotta go. Like,
V texted me and was like, so I had set from 6 to 10 in my phone in case we were going to podcast, because we really didn't know what time we were going to podcast. So I just set it aside, and she texted me and was like, I want to podcast right at 6.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, I'm with you. I'm with it.
You caught my drift.
But also, like, I was dropping the kids off at 5 and 6 anyway, so I was like, I don't want to go home and then have to come back out. So it worked out.
Do you drop Lincoln and Isaac off at the same time?
So I'm not supposed to.
Oh, okay.
Lincoln's drop off is at 5 and Isaac's is at 6. However, they live a mile apart.
That's why I'm saying, so I'm like, sometimes he gets here at 6, but sometimes he'll get here like at 5. So if I
tell Javi I'm going to be late, Lincoln will go late so that he goes at the same time as Isaac. But it doesn't make sense for me to go home.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Drop Lincoln off at 5, go home, or go. I mean, I guess I could go like get gas, and it's just like.
But it makes no sense.
Yeah, like, just drop him off at the same time. Yeah. So that's what we did.
Yeah, because as soon as we got here, he came out and he's like, "Hey, I'm here," and I was like, "Oh, you're here," because he usually gets here like at 6.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, you're here. Good. And he was like, yeah, like he's all ready to party and shit. And I was like, and then we started talking about the Halloween dance and everything.
Oh, yeah. He wants to go to the Halloween dance.
I was like, are you taking anybody? Because he said they have to get tickets. He was like,
$20.
He's
in sixth grade. Why are they 20?
As soon as we got in there, that's exactly what he said. He's like, Dad, I need $20. And he's like, for what? And he's like, before the school dance. And I'm like, he's like, I need to get my tickets. He said, tickets.
So he said, tickets.
He said tickets. So as soon as he said, tickets, I dropped my bag and I looked back and I was like, tickets for whom?
For whom,
sir? And he was like, no, I mean one ticket. I was like, are you going with someone? Like, I was like, who are you getting a ticket for? And he was like, no, just me. Oh,
okay.
Just me.
Okay.
And he was like stuttering a little bit. I'm like, okay. I was like, if you're getting a ticket for someone, let me know. I want to know who you're going with. He's like, no, I'm just going by myself. And I was like, okay.
I'm not ready. I am not ready.
I'm not ready.
Because they were I always have the football kids at my house, and this one cheated on so-and-so, and they were Googling celebrities. They're in sixth grade.
How old? Oh, hell
I saw Lincoln Googling hot girls on his phone. I'm like, I'm not ready. What? I'm not ready.
Did Meg Thee Stallion come up? Hot girls. That's all he's going to get. Hot girl shit.
I was like, cool. So, but then he says he's going to be single forever, so.
He sounds like you in that
part. I'm like,
okay.
He's like, I'm just going to go back and forth between you and my dad's house forever. And I'm like, maybe till you're 30. That's it. That's the cap.
That's funny.
Okay. So while it's about to be Halloween, I've had this like weird, I don't know if it's like new for me or I just thought about it as an adult.
Yeah.
Cemeteries are so weird to me, right? Like, we think Halloween, we think cemeteries, but like the concept of actual cemeteries is fucking weird.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we picking land and burying bodies, and then like in 100 years we're gonna like, you know what they do sometimes? They turn them over.
Oh my God.
So sometimes for some cemeteries they like what is the word I'm looking for? Like, they turn them over, they turn it into gravel, and they bury new bodies.
Yeah, they stack them on top of each other. That's how it is.
That is, it's not the like, whole concept is so weird to me. Like, I don't know if it's like a millennial thing or like just like as time goes on, I'm just like, when I pass them, because there's one by, like on the way to my new house, and I'm like, this is so weird. Like,
do
I don't
you know
wanna...
where the train track is, like near downtown.
Downtown Dover?
Yeah.
Yes.
There's a cemetery over there. And yeah, it's like, I don't know how to explain it to you. Do you know where, I think it's like kids, what's the name of that daycare? There's a daycare there.
Is it Lux's?
No, no, no. It's not his. It's another one. I forgot the name of it, but there's
I know where you're talking about.
There's a cemetery right there. And it's literally like right up the street from where BB's old school used to be. And since they do that, like they stack up the bodies and stuff. And people don't know that, but they stack up the bodies. I guess where they were stacking them up so close to where the road was, it like started coming out. Mm-hmm. Nope. They had to do construction there and everything because basically the fucking bodies were like coming out of there. Mm-hmm.
It was They're weird sick. Though. Like it, now that I'm almost 30 and I pass a cemetery, I'm like, I would never want my body in a casket in a cemetery with a headstone and like that whole, like that's just like so, like the whole concept is like creepy, weird. People don't take care of like the headstones. And like after so many years, like obviously if this doesn't apply to you, like don't be offended because it's not towards you. But like I keep passing these old fucking cemeteries that they're like falling over. And I'm just like, I just like the whole concept is creepy and weird. And
it's
like
creepy and it's not normal. Like no, we should like, not be doing that. I honestly, I like personally want to be cremated.
Same.
I just don't want my body rotting in the ground forever. I don't want my, and I feel like we all have souls. Like I just feel like my soul is going to be trapped like in a casket forever. I don't know. Like it just doesn't, it doesn't feel right to my soul. Right. Like it doesn't feel right for me to just be rotting underground. I don't want it. And then it's also very expensive on top of everything like, else. So I've always said I wanted to be cremated and Joe thinks I'm crazy. Like he wants us to be like buried next together. To each other.
You could be
shit.
Cremated and he could be buried next to your ashes or like a portion of your ashes or something.
I want one of those, what do you call those?
Like a mausoleum.
Mausoleum, yeah.
But the concept of that is so weird. Like I want to know like in other cultures and other countries and things, like what is the tradition?
Yeah. Do you have to put a body in the mausoleum or it can be just like a, I think it's more like a memorial kind of thing.
I know someone who has somebody in the like walls, like of the mausoleum. But like, again, for what?
So weird. It's so weird. Like, I always that's so say weird. Like,
I follow this one TikTok account and she cleans tombstones for a living.
Really?
Yeah. Or it might be for fun. Don't quote me, but she like cleans them. She does history on them. Like who this person is, like what happened, oh like gosh. The whole nine. And she just like, she scrubs them and cleans them. So the TikToks start as all mossy tombstones. Mm-hmm. And then by the end of the TikTok, like she does the voiceover and by the end of the TikTok, it's completely clean.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, that's cool. But like, thinking of like where my whole family is buried in Honesdale, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. You guys have like plots? Like
I don't have plots, but like my grandparents, I don't think that they wanted, my grandparents didn't want tombstones or anything because they like, they're so expensive.
Yeah.
But like my mom's sister and things like that and like aunts and uncles, they're all in the same area. But like the cemetery is like the only cemetery for like miles and miles and miles. Does that make sense? Yeah. We're like here in Delaware, I see them everywhere.
There's a lot.
There, I see them every fucking where. And it's just like not normal to me because when I think of home, I mean, I'm talking like this is like acres and acres and acres of like cemetery. And that's where the bodies are. There's no body. There's not like multiple cemeteries everywhere.
Ours here are really small too. That's why. Like they're not like huge cemeteries. A lot of them are just little plots of land. And it's just
random.
Yeah, it's so random. And there are a lot of them are like downtown too.
We're like in going the towards of like places.
Because we have a lot of those old Victorian houses, which I love. I love downtown for that reason. But there's a lot of like hidden cemeteries and just little lands that people have been buried there. And it's so weird. And that's why they say like our downtown area is like super haunted.
They
shit.
Said that? Who said
well,
that?
Well, not that it's super
it's
haunted.
It's like the
but
word.
It's like
the rumor.
I don't know. I think it's just like the feels that you get down there. Like even like down here, like Delaware's like the first state, you know? So it's like a lot has happened here as far as history and So I definitely get that feeling whenever I'm downtown all the time.
That's so weird. All right, y'all. I did a huge house update on my the progress of my build, and I'm super excited because I'm getting new mattresses for me and all the kids, and guess what I'm going with?
Purple. Love purple.
And that's because only purple mattresses have the gel flex grid. It's super stretchy, ultra squishy, and the material adapts and flexes around like pressure points on your body, and it won't retain heat, which is I hate when I go to bed comfortable and I wake up at like 2 a.m. and I'm sweating. It's the worst.
And I feel like with the time changes now too, like it's always that weird.
It's like fake
fall. It gets so cold at night and then when you wake up, Mm-hmm. And throughout the day, it's so hot. Mm-hmm. So you never know like what you're going to get. But Purple Matte, I love the memory foam, which like remembers everything. And it's also, it's like amazingly supportive for your back and your legs.
I need
and
it for
I
my
feel
knees.
Like just as you get older, like I just turned 30, y'all, and I feel like I'm just like everything is hitting me all at once.
Someone told me seasoned, not old. We're seasoned.
Or
not
seasoned,
old.
Seasoned, I guess.
So if you guys want to try this Purple mattress too, you can do so risk-free with free shipping and returns. There is financing available, which I'm doing because, as you guys know, moving into a new house is super expensive.
Yes, absolutely. And so, yeah, getting a great night's sleep starts with just having
great mattress.
A great mattress. Yes. Yeah. So you guys can get a Purple mattress. Go to purple.com/mamadrama10 and use code mamadrama10. For a limited time, you can get 10% off any order of $200 or more. That's purple.com/mamadrama10. Code MAMADRAMA10 for 10% off any order of $200 or more. Again, that's purple.com/MAMADRAMA10. Promo code MAMADRAMA10. Terms apply.
Now that you say that, I always wondered why it felt so eerie, like, because a couple of my lawyers are down there, and their offices are those buildings, and I always felt like a weird...
I hate those offices down there.
Like, they don't
feel like professional offices. They feel like old houses, yes. Like old haunted houses, right?
Literally.
That's exactly how I feel. And that's like every single one,
all the lawyers down there.
Every business.
Oh my God. It's the accountants.
Because there's like those old Victorian houses. So they just make them into offices. But it's like the history in those houses stays there.
It's probably like bodies in the wall. I'm like, ugh.
It's so crazy. We went to Frightland yesterday night. It was good. I have some complaints. So I've been going for years. Like me and my best friends come every year. We didn't get to go last year, obviously.
Of COVID, yeah.
Yeah. So actually I think the last 2 years we haven't gone. But like usually we make it our duty to go every year. It's so cool. It's one of the, I didn't even know that they were rated, I think, one of the top 10 like haunted attraction places in America.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Like they were on Forbes and everything. And when I first started going there, I didn't know it had a history to it or anything.
There's a history to it?
There's definitely
a history. Should I be afraid? I've been one time and I went when we didn't live in Delaware yet.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like, we lived in Pennsylvania and made the
you,
trip
like, took
down
the trip?
Here. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, it was, I feel like a lot has changed since then. But also, yeah, so I've been going and I'm just thinking it's just an attraction that was, you know, man-made or whatever. I mean, it is man-made, but I didn't know there was actually stuff that happened like 200 years prior. And there's like this whole history on it. So it is kind of haunted. And then they even have YouTube videos like on their website and stuff where they show that they've had like ghost investigators come and like explore the property. And apparently like one of the old guys, like he was like a doctor or something. This was like 200 years ago, obviously. But his daughter like hung herself in the barn. Like she committed suicide. And like,
I don't remember. Is there like a barn on the property?
There's a barn. There's an attic, which they didn't have access to for a long time. They just got access to that attic and they made it another attraction. And this explains so much because the first time, like I've been to that place so many times and yeah, I get scared, but it was never like I felt like something was in there with me or anything. And then the first time we went into that attic, because it became an attraction, when we went into it, I just had this horrible feeling. Like I felt like someone was like behind me. I felt like people were like, I felt like something was like breathing on me.
More than just like the haunted attraction.
Yeah. Like I heard, like I kept hearing like a little girl laugh and stuff like that. And mind you, there was no kids in there with us. Like when we went in there,
right.
Like I told my friends, I was like, that was the only one that actually gave me like a freaking, like I was having like an anxiety attack in there because you're in
heart palpitations.
Yeah. And that's the only one that's like pitch black. Like you go in there and it's straight up pitch black.
I don't remember
and
that.
And I was so freaked out. And that was the only one that I felt like that. Like that's the only one that I felt that way in. And I told her, I was like, I love spooky stuff. And you guys know I love that shit, but I don't want to go back in there. Like I just felt so uneasy. And I just felt like something was just like, I don't know. It was just so weird. And then when I ended up doing like more research, I just ended up on the website and I like started looking at the history of it. And they say like the little girl used to play up there, like in the attic and stuff. And then they had videos, like they put like balloons and they had like this little stuffed animal there to see, I guess, if she would play with it or like what would happen. And the balloons were like moving around. There was no windows open, like nothing. Everything was closed. There was like no draft, no wind, no nothing. And like you could see the balloons like being played with and shit. And it was so freaky. And it's like, I take those things with like a grain of salt. But also I it was just like, since I already witnessed being in, like, I
you know what it felt
there,
like.
I knew what it felt like. I was like, this like actually explains a lot. And I do believe this. Like yeah. It could be a little girl in there. And like her body could be trapped in there or whatever. But then, and then they also have like other parts, like they have the barn and then they have like the place where they said the guy used to do like his experiments and stuff. And then they have the hayride, weird experiments, like on animals and like humans and stuff. It was, yeah.
This was the doctor or whatever?
Yeah, he was a doctor. Mm-hmm. And he was like,
so obviously like vegan and cruelty free things, like no animal testing was obviously not a thing.
No. But he was like doing some weird shit. And then there's like acres and acres of like wood. So that's where like the hayride is. Mind you, we waited 2.5 hours to get onto that fucking hayride yesterday. And when we went, I'm telling you, like, there's like no workers like working there, because I know the first time we used to go, we used to get, there was like someone coming out at us at like every turn.
Yeah.
Every turn. It was like, we were getting fucking scared. There was like three or four people that like popped up on us, like on the hayride. And I was like, and I felt bad because like Joe came with us for the first time this year. And
oh, he normally doesn't?
He normally doesn't. He stays home with Vivi because I never have a sitter.
Right.
So he usually stays back with the kids and we'll go, like it's a girl's thing. But he's like been dying to go. So I was like, okay, like Janet will stay with Vivi and mm-hmm. you'll be able to come. But I'm like, of course you come this year. And it's like ass. Not even. Yes. I'm like, we look like liars because we're always hyping
I hate
up.
When that happens for anything. You're like, too, fuck, right? Even like restaurants and stuff. And you're yeah, like, oh,
I'm
hyping
like,
it up.
I'm sorry. Like, it's bad like, today.
I swear it was good last time.
That's my biggest pet peeve too. Like, I hate that. Like, if I hate it. So he was like, oh my God, we waited like 2.5 hours for this fucking hayride. But he liked it, like, cause it's very, like, there, it's very detailed. Like,
I don't remember. It was probably.
It is scary. It's like, everything looks so real.
10 years ago.
Damn. Yeah. It's definitely changed since then too. Like, they've added so much new things. Like, it's really creepy. And then as soon as you get off the hayride, you walk into like, you're able to do 4 different attractions, like just walking through them right. So they drop you off at the cemetery, like the little
That's
cemetery
fucking
that
creepy.
They have.
Cemeteries are just weird to me. Like, mm-hmm. just in general, even if it wasn't about to be Halloween, cemeteries are fucking
They're
weird.
Creepy. They're I would weird. Never step foot in one unless I, like, have to, like, see someone. But I don't even do that. I've never been to, like, a cemetery before, other than when we had to, you know, when my grandfather died.
You've never been in one
never
other than that?
Never been in one other than that. No, I've never had, like, a family member die or, like, anyone close to me die where I had to go to a cemetery.
Knock on wood.
And, yeah, and I just don't feel at ease when I'm there. Like, I feel like something will follow me back home.
Almost. Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Spirits and stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like that shit. But yeah, so, I mean, there was, like, minimal workers, like, I guess, you know.
Was there a lot of people?
There was a lot of people. The line was 2.5 hours just to get in that hayride.
But no workers
never
to scare
to
people?
Us. That never happened to us before. Like, the most we would wait there is, like, an hour, which is, like, doable. Like, whatever. But I was like, and it was funny because like we got towards the end. Well, what we thought was the end, gave the girl our ticket. And then there's a whole nother line like all around the back. And I was yeah, Joe was like, are you fucking serious? I was like, I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. But I was like, I promise, like once we're through with this line, everything kind of goes fast. Like there's no more lines. You're just walking through the houses and the barns and stuff like that. So after that, everything was fine. But like we waited so long to get on that hayride and it was just not what I expected. Like me and my friends were looking at
so
each other and we were like, yeah, we're like, there's not much workers here. So I'm like, I guess a lot of people just haven't worked there this season. So there's like,
well, I
not
think
a lot of
just
people.
Like across the board.
Yeah.
People are hiring.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so I remember we went into one, I don't remember what it was. I think it was like a Wild Wild West, like haunted type thing mm-hmm. that they have there. And there was only like one girl in there. Like they've put up so much props, I guess, like to fill in like where the people can't come and scare you and stuff. Because I've noticed there's a lot more of that, like fake filler stuff.
Yeah.
But I'm like, they got to do what they got to do. Like there's really not a lot of people there. There was not a lot of workers like to come out and scare you and stuff like that.
And that's like what you go for.
And that's definitely what you go for.
Damn.
But they did make it scary. Like a lot of them are. I don't remember a lot of them being. Like a lot of them that we walked through, I just remember the attic being pitch black and there were some that we walked through that were like pitch black and then the light would go on. So I think they try to do more effects to scare you, like just
right,
to give you
like,
that,
mm-hmm,
just to give you that jumpy feeling without having like the people come out and scare you. Cause it was a lot darker than I remembered. Like,
well, I wonder if it's like a COVID thing too, only because like touching like, or like coming up to you, like the workers.
Oh no. One of the guys took my hat. Like they, well, like, not touch you, but like they'll like kind of grab at like if you have a hat or something like that, which I don't like that shit. Like he grabbed my hat right out of my thing and I was like, motherfucker.
We should have gone to the penitentiary.
That's what someone on the online was talking to us about that. She's like,
Was it last year?
I'm dying.
I think it was last year I did the asylum.
Yeah.
That was.
Those are both in PA, right?
Yes.
I haven't been to either and I am dying to go.
The asylum is, at first, I was like, kind of the feeling that you were describing mm-hmm. going in the attic, like mm-hmm. you just had that like very uneasy feeling, mm-hmm. is that's how it is for the entire asylum.
Yeah.
The entire thing. But because I did research like after the fact, mm-hmm. I actually felt really bad for going because of how many people suffered there.
Yeah.
And it was like, okay, now I feel like I kind of one of those things where like, when you go to the zoo and you feel bad for like mm-hmm. supporting animal cruelty, it was like I was going to an asylum and then I was supporting human cruelty. Yeah. Like I just felt like this was not right. But also mm-hmm. I wish that they would have turned it into something good or something beneficial, like maybe like a college campus or like something that would just be like productive or even like a shelter of some sort, like something that would be good.
Yeah, because it's huge, right? Like it's huge
and it's like privately owned now and stuff. Wow. But the penitentiary, I don't know. I'd have to do research before mm-hmm. we go.
I'm down to go. I love, like the thing about me is I love spooky things and mm-hmm. I love being scared. Like that feeling, I love it.
I don't know how I feel about it now, but
there's a difference though when you can like feel something
like uneasy, eerie, weird.
Yeah. Like I have like those instincts and I can feel that stuff.
I'm going to look up the penitentiary and see if like there's, weird. Hopefully nobody's like, obviously people went to prison.
Yeah.
But I hope nobody like suffered.
So there's the prison and then there's the asylum, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Okay. I haven't been to either or, and I always hear about them and I'm like, how can I, like, you're I gonna, love if you Halloween. Go to the asylum, how have I never been there? I'm dying to go.
You're going to feel it.
Yeah. No, now I'm scared about that. Now after hearing what you just said, I feel bad to go too, because like people suffered there, and the prison too. Though people suffered in there too.
I don't know even why it closed. I don't know why the prison closed.
Yeah.
There has to be like, but then it's the same thing for all haunted things. It's like mm-hmm. if this girl hung herself in the barn, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? So it's like I don't.
Yeah. There's a story for everything.
For everything.
Like, literally, we were even talking about that yesterday with my friend. She's like, oh, do you have to disclose, like, as far as real estate goes, do you have to disclose, like, if someone
passes away
or if there's a suicide or a murder or a homicide, like, anything? Do you have to disclose anything like that? And I'm like, in Delaware, we don't really have to. But I know there's other states that
you have to disclose it.
It requires it, yeah. But I don't know. There's also, like, time frame. Like, if it doesn't affect, I don't know. I honestly don't know. It's different for everywhere.
If someone asks you...
If someone asks me, I think I have to, but I don't have to
like offer like it
I
to them.
Yeah. Like I have to be honest with them if they ask me about it.
But what if you don't know?
Then that's not my fault. I mean,
okay. So I'm like,
if you do know something though, like I feel like also just it wouldn't be my character to not say something.
Right.
So either way, if I knew something, I would definitely tell my buyers beforehand.
Right.
100%.
100%.
But it's not a thing. Like, you really don't have to.
There was a murder story that I was listening to. I will listen to a podcast about it. And then I start like went down this like rabbit hole of like Googling about it. Mm-hmm. I forget what it was called. Not Melendez. Because it might have been Melendez instead of Menendez.
The Menendez brothers.
But the dad started killing the kids, and then he killed the mom, but one of the kids survived and ran down the street, and something about the house going up for sale, and like it had been sold and stuff, but nobody actually ever lived there again. Mm-hmm. And even now I'm pretty sure it either just got bought or it's for sale again. Just like the whole story behind it, and like I think in the state of California, I think they did disclose it, but mm-hmm. I don't think they had to.
I think California is one of the states that you have to, but I could be wrong. I don't know. I have to really Google this, but
I need to Google it. I'm going to post it, and I'll probably post the podcast it was, but mm-hmm. I was so fascinated by the case, but it was just mm-hmm. kind of like, do you disclose that stuff? Like, I feel like,
yeah. And it's also like every house, like Joe was like, I feel like every house has someone has died in it. Like almost every house, like someone has died in a house. Like there's no way of telling if there's going to be a spirit in it. You know, right, house has a history.
For sure.
So it's like, I mean, do we really have to disclose? Like, if someone asked me, oh, did someone die here? Yeah, probably.
Literally.
Like, not going to lie to you. Someone probably died here, whether it was 100 years ago or 10 years ago. Someone probably died in here. Like, you will never know.
All right, y'all, we're back. And I'm here to tell you about Best Fiends again, this game that V and I are both obsessed with. In my humble opinion, it's correct, but it's humble. It's the best match 3 style game by far, and the rest are basically just the same game with different color schemes. So if you want to stop crushing the same old candy and try a puzzle game with something fresh to offer, this is it. Best Fiends.
I love Best Fiends. You play through an actual storyline.
Yes.
It's complete with good guys, which are the fiends, and then the not so good guys.
The slugs.
The slugs. And you start off as like little baby versions of
Your future selves.
Yeah, it's really cute. I like the whole like theme behind it. Yeah, it's really cute. And the more you play, the more fiends join your team, and they become more powerful, and you get to solve like challenging puzzles, and you get to progress through the game. So you're kind of like giving your brain that little
boost,
that it needs too, because I feel like we don't use our brains enough.
I definitely don't. So when I'm sitting in the school pickup line that I swear takes an hour,
Yes. Just
play the game. So it's Absolutely. An action-packed adventure and brain-boosting puzzle game all rolled into one, and they have new content added all the time. So you'll never get bored, I promise you. Not to brag, I'm on level 57. V said she was on like 200-something, but I'm not there yet. So we're not judging. There's always a fresh challenge waiting for you. And if you ever need a mental like pick-me-up, this is it.
This is definitely it.
So download Best Fiends for free today on the App Store or Google Play. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends. I need to find this case. It's going to drive me nuts. But
no, it's really creepy. I do. I didn't know that you like to go to those things. I know I didn't.
Yeah, I'm like, as I get older, it gets like, it's almost like it gets scary, like eerier for me, because I can like Google things and like sense things more.
Now we know more.
So now like I'm just like, the more I know, the more I'm like, do I want to go there? I don't know. I know Lincoln cried at Dorney Park when he went for the Halloween.
Oh, the Halloween thing? I have never gone to that thing.
That's definitely for like kids. It's not like super scary for adults. But
I remember, oh my gosh, I remember this like yesterday. The Six Flags one that they used to have. Mm-hmm. I remember I don't even know how old I was, but it was like me and all of my cousins. Literally, we were there like 20 deep. Like, it was so many of us. And, you know, they walk around in like the mask. Yeah. Like, they scare you. Like, they'll take a bat and like hit it behind you. Like, they do a bunch of crazy shit. And I just remember my cousin, I don't know, we were online for something, and he was like really scared of like Michael Myers at the time.
Oh, that one still creeps me out.
He's like my favorite serial killer.
Scary movie.
Yeah.
I think like my favorite. Mine's between that one and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah, he's like, let me finish the story and we'll get started on that. But I remember him just being online, and then the guy like he picked him out specifically from the crowd, because they can tell when you're scared.
Oh, they know.
They'll pick at you. Mm-hmm. So he like came up behind him, and as soon as he went back, he fucking literally pissed his pants. Like, he started crying. Like,
oh my gosh.
He was so scared. Like, his reaction was so funny, and we felt so bad. Because we were like so young too. But he was so scared. He like literally pissed his pants. It was so funny. But I remember that. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that when they pull
the chainsaw.
That is like the scariest.
I'm like triggered by it.
That's the scariest sound for me.
Ever.
Like, I cannot hear that sound. Even if I hear someone outside just working with a chainsaw, my mind goes straight to Texas Chainsaw Massacre, and I feel like I'm going to get murdered. On the hayride yesterday, there's like a thing that you go through, and it looks like a gas station. Like, the whole setup looks like an old ass gas station, and like the thing kind of breaks down for a second. Like, you break down, quote unquote. And then the guy comes out with a chainsaw, and
I'm triggered,
and he like chases after us, like on the thing and shit. Like,
I always get nervous too, because I always feel like they're gonna like get me by accident.
Yes, I know. Me too. I was thinking, I'm like, obviously they have to use like a real one for the sound.
I know they take the chain off
or not.
I think they take.
But that's just
what I'm told. They take the.
I would hope so.
But it's still like
it looks real.
I think because I watched scary movies as a kid far before I should have watched scary movies. Like, I remember The Exorcist and Scream. My mom like was never around, so my babysitters played them while I was home. Actually, My mom played Scream in the first grade, and I had reoccurring nightmares for like weeks and weeks and weeks about Scream. Oh yeah, Scream. God. I'm very triggered by that movie. I have not watched it since the first grade.
That's how I was with Michael Myers.
Triggered.
My mom loves those movies.
No.
Every Halloween, that's all she watches, and that's all she used to watch. So like, I would watch it, and I'm like, oh my God.
Like, I would have I dreams honestly about think,
this man being in my closet. Like,
yeah, no.
So fucking scary. And you look back at it now, and it's like, oh, it's the man, like his mask.
Yeah, but I was but in first mask, grade.
Yeah, and it's like, his mask is so creepy to me. Like,
it and just it sticks
looks,
out.
It just looks like evil, like death, like a literal
demon.
You look at it and it just looks so evil. Yeah. And there's a show on Netflix and it talks about like the different scary movies and how they made them and how they came to life and like the director's talk and everything. And they talked about how they made the mask and how like when he first saw it, he was fucking scared. He's like, wow, this mask looks like an evil ass fucking person. Like
for Michael Myers or for Scream?
For Michael Myers. And he was like, wow, this is like a really good mask. Like they were all just like really scared just well,
I
looking think at it.
When I first heard of Michael Myers, my friends convinced me that it was based on a true story.
Oh, gosh.
So I was like even more traumatized. No. I went and saw the house in California where they filmed the movie.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they're like the first
oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's in California and someone lives there, so we didn't go all the way up to it, yeah. But like we saw it from like a little bit of a distance and
that's so cool.
Yeah, no. That one and Scream are and The Exorcist. I just so obviously like from being on TV and stuff, mm-hmm. like we meet a lot of cool people who have worked on sets and stuff.
Yeah.
And one of the people that I've met, I don't work with him anymore, but he was saying how he knew someone who filmed with, I think it was called iCarly.
Okay.
And we just got into a conversation about like the show and things mm-hmm. like that. And we were talking about like the cartoons and like all like like movie making, show making, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, you know, the concept of like cat dog or bubble guppies or like
bubble guppies. Oh my God.
You have to be on drugs to come up with those ideas.
That's so true.
I used cat to dog? Were you guppies. Tripping on acid? I'm just wondering. SpongeBob SquarePants, were you on acid?
Well, didn't he make that like series high or something? Like,
well, had SpongeBob? To have. Yeah. Same thing for like the scary movies. Like, are you, how do you like.
Yeah, that's true. And I when I was watching that thing on Netflix, the guy was saying how.
What is it called? Because I want to look at. I want
to
watch
I
it.
I don't remember. I have to.
So when I get write home, it down.
It's on like my list of like the last ones I've watched. I'll look and I'll show you. But he was saying how they wanted to do a movie because I guess there wasn't a lot of scary movies back then like that. And then he was like, "Oh, we have to do a scary movie with like a babysitter," because you know how like the first movie.
So Michael Myers
is like haunting the babysitter.
Based on a true story.
No. It's not based on a true story.
Like, you swear.
I swear.
I'm going to Google it, just to be sure.
I'm 1,000% sure. Like, okay. It's all made up. So, yeah, they originally wanted someone who's just, like, going to taunt the babysitter. Like, it's just going to be this scary movie. And it ended up becoming, like, this whole storyline and stuff. But it was supposed to be called, what was it? It was supposed to be called Something with Babysitter. Like, it wasn't even supposed to be called Michael Myers or anything. So that was like weird to me to see like the how they came up with the name and like all that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's really cool. You have to watch it. It's like one episode talks about Michael Myers and then the other episode talks about like the other movie, all the other scary movies and how they were made and stuff like that. So it's really cool if you guys want to watch it. It's on Netflix. I'll put it on our stories once I figure out the name of it. But I was also always fascinated by Michael Myers. And I also always find it really weird how he's supposed to just be like a regular man, right? But, like, when he gets shot, he gets, like, fucked up all the time and he never dies. And it's so weird to me. And I get he's supposed to be, like, evil and stuff. But I just never understood the concept of him not being able to die. Like, is he some type of, like, superhero or something?
I think it makes it feel more real if he would have died.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan of scary movies that are unrealistic.
Yeah. And that's what I feel like it's become. Like, at first there was a storyline, but now I feel like it's getting so dragged out and it's just becoming literally exhausting and it's just not, it doesn't make sense to me anymore, you know?
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of another scary movie. Like, the scary movies that are, like, The Conjuring.
Oh, yeah.
Those are not scary to me because I'm like,
Chucky. I like the Insidious one, like Insidious 1 and 2.
I don't know if I saw those.
Those were like really good movies to me. And it, Like, I, when I first watched those, I hadn't seen, like, a really good movie that actually interested me mm-hmm. and, like, really scared me in a really long time. So when I saw those, I was like, oh, shit, like, this actually, I really liked the storyline. I think it has to have, like, a storyline that really gets me invested, you know?
The last Michael Myers movie, the Halloween movie, not the one that just came out now. Oh,
because this one that just came out is so fucking ass. I do not recommend. Do not watch it. Yeah, it's so ass.
I saw the one before that. I guess it was, like, 2-3 years mm-hmm. ago at this point. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have 50-50 custody, so I didn't have my kids that weekend. And me and my, my friend at the time, we went, and she was going home to her husband and her two kids, mm-hmm. and I was going home by myself with no kids and no man. And I literally was like, I don't think I can go home by myself.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of when me and Joe had our little apartment in Newark. Whenever the weekends, he would have to go to PA mm-hmm. to, like, have Isaac and stuff. Me, Alessandra used to come and, like, spend time with me, because if I wasn't at my mom's house, I would, like, stay there. Because it was kind of like a me time, too. Like, I could get away from my house and, like, Joe, too, and, like, just stay there.
Yeah.
So I would hang out with Alessandra. And we had just came back from watching, I don't even remember what scary movie it was. And we came back home, and I made her stay over with me because I was, like, so fucking scared. And I don't know why I didn't go home. Well, I guess because she was with me. But we ended up going to the house, and we could not sleep, like, the whole night. Like, we kept hearing, like, bangs on the door. Like, little things that were realistically, like, not a thing. Like, it was nothing. We were just getting so fucking scared. And I'm like, I've never felt that way before. But I honestly hate watching movies in a movie theater. I feel like it makes me more scared than when I'm, like, actually home. Because I don't know what it is, like, after I leave the movie theater and, like, on the way home and stuff, like, if you have to, like, park in a parking lot
everything
or something,
feels
like, everything
so scary.
Feels scary. Yeah. Like, you feel like someone's behind you.
Yeah,
you amp yourself up more. So by the time you're home, you're already
you're
fucking
like,
freaked
oh,
out.
Shit.
Like, you're just freaked out. Yeah. Rather than laying down, being home, and,
like
you're,
chill.
You could just fall asleep. So that's why I'm like, I cannot watch scary movies, like, I can't watch them,
like, in my bed before I go to sleep. I have to turn, like, if I watch, like, ID Channel or something, mm-hmm. which I haven't watched in forever, but.
I was just watching that today.
I just, like, don't have time to watch TV. And when I do, it has to be, like, something I'm already, like, I haven't finished
yet. Like,
I've been
something.
Watching for, like, 3 fucking weeks and I am still on episode 7. So I have to, like, schedule out what I'm gonna watch. But, like, if I watch something before bed and mm-hmm. it's, like, scary, I have to turn on cartoons or, like, Disney Channel before I go to sleep. So that's the last thing that I saw, and then turn the TV off to go to sleep.
Oh, wow.
I cannot just, like, watch ID Channel and then go to sleep.
I'm a psycho because I could literally, like, watch a scary movie and just fall asleep watching
it. Oh, hell no. I'll tell
and
you.
And he literally thinks I'm a psycho. Like, if he knows I'm watching a scary movie, he doesn't like scary movies or anything. He just doesn't
really
he gets scared. He'll have bad dreams. I watched I watched this one movie and it gave him I was watching American Horror Story, and I think it was the one with
that show.
Which one was it? I forgot which one it was, but it was really, it was like
I would
really,
have fucking
it was
nightmares.
One of the really scary ones. And he was like sitting down watching it with me. No, I'm lying, it wasn't American Horror Story. It was The Haunting of Hill House. He had started watching it with me because I was like, oh, this is a really good series. Like, you got to get into it. If no one's ever watched it, you have to watch it. It's really good. There's 2 seasons and it's on Netflix. But I started watching it and he got into it because he was like, oh, this is like, it has, number one, it has a really good storyline. Mm-hmm. Like, have you ever seen Haunting of Hill House on Netflix?
No.
You haven't?
No.
It's with the girl from
Haunting of Hill.
The girl from You, Love. She's in that.
What is it called?
The Haunting of Hill House.
Is it based on a true story?
No, it's on Netflix. It's so fucking good.
The Haunting
of Hill House.
Is it a show of Hill House?
Yeah, there's 2 seasons. It's one, you watch it. It's so good. You should start watching it tonight since you don't have the kids.
I do. I have the babies.
Oh, okay. But so we started watching. I won't get into like the details about it then, so in case anyone else hasn't watched
it. We'll talk about it next week.
No, it is so good. And it's so good that Joe like started watching it with me because he got intrigued
invested.
By it just by one episode, and he doesn't like stuff like that. So I was like, oh, he really likes this. And then we kept watching it, and like that whole week he was telling me like he kept having bad dreams. Like and just like weird stuff. He was like, and it wasn't even like, he was like, I feel like it was just like
creepy,
eerie things. Yeah, like eerie little
those
things
are
that
worse than
up.
Having like an actual
exactly
nightmare.
Like someone chasing you with a knife or
yeah
something.
Like literally the eerie creepy like uneasy feeling is worse than
but
like,
I like kept watching it because I was like so invested in the series, and I don't get
stop.
I don't have like bad dreams like that. If I watch shit, I can go to sleep and have a dream about fucking rainbows. Like,
there's butterflies.
It's so normal to me. And so he was like please stop. Like I could not have it on like for the rest of the week with him there or anything. Like I stopped watching it with him because he was
like
having bad dreams that night. Yeah, he had to watch it like during the day because then he had to like keep himself occupied after to like kind of get his mind off of it. He couldn't just go to sleep, you know, like kind of like you, like you have to watch something else
to get my mind off of it.
So he was like, I cannot just watch it and go to sleep. No. Like, I don't know how your psycho ass does it. And I was like, it's nothing to me.
I'm also, do you remember the movie The Ring?
Yes, I do.
I was traumatized.
Yeah, that was a scary ass movie. I kept thinking anytime I was going to watch TV that I was going to get sucked into like that. Like, I thought that was
the
like
Ring
a real, I actually
grudge.
Thought that was like a real story too, because a lot of people were saying that since that, like, didn't the movie originate from China or something?
I think so. The Grudge.
Yeah. The Grudge is the one that they had like an original movie that started from like either Japan or China, and then we remade it. Yeah.
But one of those. Both of them, the Ring one was more traumatizing for me. Yeah. So scary.
Which is the one that the girl like makes that noise, like
The Grudge.
That one. Okay. That's the one that fucked me up. Like,
both of those movies came out when I was in the seventh grade.
Yeah.
And I was traumatized for the rest of my school career.
I was really traumatized. Just that little voice, like, oh my God, it makes me cringe.
I can't
even think about it.
The Grudge.
But The Ring was so, it was so scary to
me. I literally
did not watch TV for so long because I was so fucking scared that I was going to end up, that it was going to pop up on my screen.
Yes.
I was so scared. Thank God I'm not the only one. I literally thought that it was like a real thing that was going
to
happen.
Thinking back to that movie, I'm going to have to like go back and like read about it. But I don't think the storyline ever, like, I don't think I ever really fully connected the dots.
Yeah. Do you ever, like, is there scary movies that you used to get scared of and then now, like, as a child and, like, kind of haven't watched them again and then as an adult watched them again and then you're, like, not scared? Because that happens to me all the time.
Probably just Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yeah.
But the...
I want to rewatch The Grudge and Ring.
No, I won't. I won't. I won't.
Because I honestly haven't...
I will not be there. Just update me. I won't be there for those.
Because I haven't watched them since I was little.
I was in middle school.
Yeah, I haven't watched them since I was young. So I'm, like, I kind of want to watch it now and see, like... Oh, like, is this stupid or was I really, or is this like just a really good movie? But I know The Grudge will still creep me out. I don't know about
The Ring
though.
Would fuck
I want to try
up.
Out The Ring and see if I still feel
I need
the
to
same.
Tell you a scary story that happened to me.
Okay.
It's really short.
Okay. I have some other scary stories that I want to talk about too. So
the house that I moved into, the townhouse that I moved into in Whitehall after my first apartment.
Okay.
This was not around Halloween, but I remember, like, I lived alone.
Mm-hmm.
Isaac was not with me. He must have been with Joe.
Okay.
Walk into the house, turn all the lights on. And you know how, like, if you're driving by a house and the lights are on, you can see through them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, like, you don't want to leave the lights on with no curtains or
100%,
something.
100%, yeah.
I walked in my house, and as soon as I walked in the house and turned on my lights, I got a text message from somebody that I didn't know that said, I see your home.
No way.
Swear to God.
Are you serious?
Swear to God. I literally
so
almost shit
scary.
Myself.
I literally have like goosebumps. Oh my gosh. Did you text back?
No.
Did you ever find out?
Like, no.
There's no, what's
literally,
the rest
no,
of the story?
That's the story.
Oh my God.
You're like, what's the rest? I
like,
literally.
You never found out who this person was.
No,
you never texted back.
Never.
Like, I would have been fucking calling
them. I think I said, who is this? And I don't think they responded to me, but my neighbor. So if you're looking at that townhouse to the right, it was they were not connected to me. We were separated by a chain link fence. Him and his wife, who I'm still friends with on Facebook, his name was Chris, and he was such a good guy. He was like, you know, I know you live alone. Like, you know, me and my wife are, we're right here. And I remember calling him and was like, can you please come look at, like, come check out my house. Like, have you seen anybody? Like, this is so weird.
Oh, my God. I see
your home.
So it's
like my, I see your home.
Wait, was it your as in Y-O-U-R-E or Y-O-U-R?
Probably Y-O-U-R.
I would have been like, I would have been the one that wrote
your with the apostrophe R-E. I cannot.
That would have been me, the smart ass, but still fucking scared.
Your.
But like trying to be an asshole.
Every 60 seconds, not one, but two children are trafficked. And every 30 seconds, one is forced into exploitation for the purpose of heinous acts.
Human trafficking is happening in your own backyard. It is happening to your neighbors.
Many whom we see every day in our own communities, hidden in plain sight.
You know, there's kids out there that are being bought and sold 20 times a day.
We must bring the child back to the center of our care and concern. Today, we launch Koya Cares.
Goya Cares is committed to supporting victims and overcomers of trafficking and abuse to recover, restore, reconnect, and to shine the light that will block traffic.
This is where we become the light.
God saved me. I believe that I was called to this. Perhaps He's calling you to
block traffic.
Join Goya Cares and visit blocktraffic.org.
We talk sex, lies, murder.
When two is company, three is murder.
This is the epitome of it right here.
How does your life go from being a housewife to participating in a murder?
The pastor of the church having sex with another woman.
This is beyond dysfunctional.
Sex, Lies, and Murder. A Real Crime original podcast from Reels. New episodes Wednesdays on Apple Podcasts, Podcast One, and Spotify.
That's so scary. Yeah. So the house that I used to, like my first house, because that was the first house I ever lived in. We didn't move to the house that my mom lives in now till I was like a freshman in high school. I lived there my whole life. And my dad, me and my sister's room were separated just by a door. Like,
okay.
So it's kind of like how Jack and Jill bathrooms are. That was our room.
Okay.
And we had at that time, we made that room my sister's room. But before my room was her room.
Okay.
And then I guess I shared my room with my mom or whatever. But my dad used to have that last room as his DJ room. Like he had equipment and like all this other shit in there. Mm-hmm. I always felt like my house was haunted. Like even as a kid, like I always felt it. I remember the bathroom that we used to have. I always used to wake up. Number one, I always used to wake up at the same time every night to go to the bathroom.
That's so scary.
Same exact time. Mm-hmm. And I remember like I had like this cute little clock by me. And I remember just always thinking little like every time I would wake up, I'm like, oh, it's this time. And I would look and it would be that time. And it was just so fucking weird. But that's literally a pattern. Like when you live in a house that's on like that, that's one of the main things that happens.
So yeah. Great. Awesome.
That's one of the main things that people say happens. Like you wake up at a certain time. So that was always happening to me, and I would never go to that bathroom by myself because number one, when I was younger, my mom had an obsession with clowns.
Don't get me started on fucking clowns.
Kale, you would have died. My mom's whole fucking house, all she had was little figurines of clowns.
Why?
She loved them.
No.
She had this one, whenever you walked into my house, into the apartment, there was this one big ass. She had this one big ass. It was fucking framed. And you walk in and it was like a picture of a clown. I don't know why the fuck she had this obsession with clowns. And then
I'm mad at her.
My cousin.
I'm mad at her.
She's mad at you, mom. My cousin was so scared of clowns. Every time she would sleep over, her and my sister were close like this. So every time my cousin would come, my mom had to put like everything away. So she would take it down and everything because she was like so scared. So literally like I would be walking through my house seeing fucking clowns all the time. And then on top of that, like whenever I would go to the bathroom, our bathroom was really tiny. It was like so small. And I remember there was a string that controlled the light. Like our light.
You had to like pull it.
You had to pull it. It was just like a little fucking string. And it just sounded so creepy. Like whenever you pull on it, like that sound, it was just always so creepy to me. So I would always have my sister, I would wake her up every night to take me to the bathroom. Because if I ever went to the bathroom by myself, whenever I would leave the bathroom, I would haul ass to my room because you know how you can feel like when someone's behind you?
Yes, that feeling.
I never not once not had that feeling. Like if I went through that house by myself like at night.
Nope.
So I would always just like turn the light off and like fucking haul ass to my room while I'm passing all these clowns. Like, it was a literal like fucking scene from a movie, like a horror movie. Like, I don't know why my house was built like this, but she loved them. But that back room, like I always felt like it was haunted, and like my sister had to get that room blessed. Like I remember when she first made it into her room, she was going through mad shit. Like I could call her right now and she could tell us like crazy ass stories that happened to her. Like she would wake up with like scratches and shit. Like weird things started happening in that room, and she would make me like sleep with her all the time too, because whenever she was alone, like it would only bother her. It like never really bothered me. Like I never felt like anything was trying to fuck with me.
Mm-hmm.
I just felt the presence.
Okay.
You know,
okay,
so okay. I don't know what it was. Maybe like the area that like that room, though, that room was always very like, there was something in there that was, I feel like, dominant. Like there was either something that was in that room or something in those, I don't know what it was, but like someone was trying to protect something, you know, because that was the only
was like an
room
old...
that people would fuck with you in. Like the rest of the house was fine. Yeah, this is very old. My that building is old and it actually burned down a few years ago. And the only place that burned down was our area? Apartment.
Goodbye. Mm-hmm. Good. On that note, no, I'm just kidding.
I know. I'm getting chills thinking about it because when we found that, we were actually really sad when we found out that it burned down because that was like our childhood home. But it started upstairs. Like it was that was the floor that got fucked up. Like the rest of the building was pretty okay. But my sister has like so many stories and we had to like bless the room. We had to bless it. That's when she started getting deep into church because she was going through so much. Like she felt like she had nowhere else to turn to. Like she ended up going to church all the time and like she had the priest
because
like,
of this room.
Yeah. Like so much shit happened to her. Like she felt like there was evil, like just in that room. So we had to get it blessed and everything.
That's terrifying.
It was terrifying. My sister went through a lot. And then I remember when I was little, I used to stay in that room sometimes and like I would do my homework and stuff like that. And I swear to God, this is not a lie. I remember being in there and I was doing my homework and I used to do my homework with like my color pencil sometimes. And I remember losing like, I don't remember exactly what color it was, but I was like looking for the color and I'm like, I just had everything here, you know, mm-hmm. like I don't know. It didn't roll away or anything. And then I was like looking for it. And then I look back and I swear to God, I saw the pencil floating in the air. You can call me a liar all you want. I swear to God, Kale, on my mother, I saw the fucking color pencil right in front of my face flying.
I would have died right there on the spot.
Like if someone was handing it to me.
Nope. Mm-hmm. Nope. Nope.
And that was the first and only experience I ever had. And I think I was small, so I didn't really grasp it, but I never forgot it. And then I literally, like, I felt like I just blinked and then it fell. Like it was literally a second. Like that I saw it just floating and then it like fell. Like if someone was trying to pass it to me. Mm-hmm. And then I never went back into that room like to hang out, like to do my own thing. Like I never went back there by myself.
How could you? Uh-huh. How could you go back in that room? Yeah.
So when my sister started going through shit, like I was like, I believe it. You know, like yeah. I was like, I remember being small and like seeing like that little shit happen to me. And
the clowns. It was the clowns.
The clown. I know. I'm telling you. I feel like she, like, all the energy of the clowns and, like, that weird-ass shit, like, it probably pissed off whatever was there. Like, this ugly shit, get it out of this house.
Like, I just have, like, between clowns and even haunted houses sometimes, definitely ice cream trucks, I just feel like they're, like...
Ice cream trucks?
I know it sounds weird, but, like, I have this, like, weird thing where I feel like clowns and ice cream trucks and sometimes haunted houses, like, it's, like, murderers that are like hiding mm-hmm. because you wouldn't
I think
guess.
That a lot about
you know
ice
what I mean
trucks,
because yeah. like you're luring all these kids in and you, what yeah. is it it would take nothing to just snatch one up or like yeah. do some
know,
crazy
so
weird
scary.
Shit same thing for like a clown is like you're making these balloon things and then you're gonna turn into like the it clown, you know what I mean? Like it's just like oh I just have a weird thing about clowns and even yeah. like haunted houses. Like a haunted house would be like the perfect way to murder someone because mm-hmm. you hear people screaming anyway.
Yeah. So who would distinguish what's
and there's
what?
Fake blood everywhere mm-hmm. and there's like there's so many people that come in and out of oh haunted houses God, yeah. that you just like how are you going to get through all that DNA?
Yeah.
Please explain it to me.
Yeah.
So
that's
I just
so
like
scary. No, ooh. That's true. It does it freaks me out. But
clowns,
like that house was like
your mom mm-hmm. and I need we're going to fight.
We need to have a talk with my
because
mom.
Where did she do with them? Is she still into them?
No, hell no.
Like
hell no.
Where
this
did she
like
put
a,
them?
This was like in the 90s, you know? Like it was so old. When we moved out of that house, my mom stopped.
I'm just
like,
kidding. No, I'm just
yeah,
we're not fighting.
She
but,
doesn't have clown.
But I want to know what she did with them. Can you
anymore.
Ask her?
I'll ask
fever?
Her, but
goodbye.
I'm pretty sure she just got rid of them. But she used to have like so much of it. I just remember it was so much. I don't know why, like what she really liked about them. Or
they're
anything.
So scary.
Like it was just like pictures.
Remember the Saw up. Movies?
Yeah.
That guy, the Saw.
Yeah.
Like, Jigsaw
freaked me out too. Mm-hmm. Those movies were really good though.
The first ones,
such,
the
like,
first
thrillers.
Ones. Once
yeah,
they
the
were
one
like
good.
After like Saw 5,
yeah,
I was
like,
okay, like,
whack.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Like now you're ruining what we were all looking mm-hmm. forward to. Like mm-hmm. I loved the Saw movies.
Storyline and like the like everything behind it was
yeah.
kind of like
it was good.
It was good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
and then
it's not
once they were like dragged out, I'm like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
now
that's how I feel. That's how I feel with like all of these scary movies though. Like the Michael Myers thing, like it pisses me off that they have like a million of movies that just keeps going and
yeah.
it's kind of like the same shit. Like I feel like it needs to stop.
Yeah,
like it, like
agreed.
Please just let it go. Especially after this movie that just came out.
I'm so pissed.
So
I'm not gonna
bad.
Go see it then. I won't go see it.
Don't go waste your money on okay, it. They I'm have not. It on like this. That I watched it on Peacock. We get like this app that's like. Where's I think we Peacock? Have like a 3-month trial on it. So I watched it on there because it was on there. And I was like, thank God I didn't waste my money on this, like going to the theater, because it was right. so fucking like, I literally fell asleep through a lot of it too. And I had to rewind it and I ended up falling asleep again. Had to rewind it again. Like I just kept falling so asleep because yep. it was so ass.
Could so you
like,
imagine?
No. I was like, no. I want to read at least two because people like sent us in. I asked for like horror stories and people sent us in some stuff. Let me show you. And I was like, okay, so I have one. She goes, when my daughter was two to three years old, she looked exactly like the blonde, blue-eyed kids from the movie Village of the Damned. I don't think I've ever seen that movie. Mm-mm. She said she used to come in mine and my husband's room in the middle of the night in the pitch dark and not make a sound. She would stand there until we woke up feeling we were... She would stand there until we woke up feeling like we were being watched. She just stared at us. It was terrifying. She would 99% of the time go to her dad's side of the bed and he would wake up and scream and we would all wake up. But one time she came to my side, I couldn't sleep, but it was still dark and I didn't want to wake my husband by turning TV on. So I put on music on my iPod and put my headphones on. I swore something was in front of me. So I took my headphones out and said, hello, who's there? Nothing. Silence. I must be crazy. Back to my music. I was starting to doze off, but I got the feeling again that something was in front of me. So I reached my hand out and her face was literally inches from mine. Inches. I screamed so loud. My neighbors woke up. My daughter just stood there not saying anything, not reacting to my terror at all. So creepy. She's 14 now and doesn't remember doing that at all. First of all, I used to do this all the time, especially in that house that I was just talking about that was haunted. And I used to sleepwalk. This is another reason I know that shit was haunted, because I used to sleepwalk all the fucking time. When my stepfather first moved down here from Puerto Rico, he was terrified of me. Terrified because
you did shit like that.
I used to do that to him all the time. I wouldn't go on my mom's side of the bed. I'd go on like his side of the bed and just watch.
Probably like what the fuck?
He wanted to fucking kill me. He told my mom so many times that he wanted to go back to Puerto Rico because he thought I was gonna murder him.
It's not funny.
It's terrifying. But I, and also I wouldn't, sometimes I wouldn't even go into the room. I would so we had like in the living room we had this little window and it had like the bars on it because obviously we lived in Newark. So I would just literally just stare out the fucking window. And I don't remember ever doing that, but literally after we moved out the house I never did it again. Like I never slept walk, and I used to grind my teeth a lot over there. Like I used to grind them. Like I was doing crazy shit. And then once I left that house,
you didn't do it anymore.
Never did any of those things. Never.
I don't remember ever getting up in the night like that, like to and doing that. Mm-hmm. I know for a fact one or two of my kids has done that to me, and mm-hmm. literally, you even though you realize it's your kid,
it's freaky.
But like I also don't they look know possessed. If my kids are like saying something, like are they saying mm-hmm. mom, and you don't hear them, and then like. They're just standing there like waiting for you to wake up. And yeah. then, you know what I mean? And so mm-hmm. It's terrifying.
And they say you're not, to sleep you're not supposed to wake up someone who's sleepwalking. You're supposed to just like walk them back. So like at first my stepfather didn't know that. And like you can really harm someone if they're like in a deep sleep and they're like sleepwalking. Like it can drive them like really crazy. So my stepfather, I think like one time he tried to like wake me up and my mom was like, no, like don't wake her up. Like she would have to like walk me like slowly back to like my room.
I remember getting so upset with Isaac. Like because I didn't know what was going on mm-hmm. until I took him to the doctor. Because mm-hmm. I even remember like we were at Javi's mom's house in Allentown and he was having a night terror mm-hmm. and his eyes were open.
He used to have those a lot.
Yes.
A lot. He went through a phase where he was constantly having
and, like,
them. I remember that.
And like screaming in his sleep. And I'm uh-huh. like, but his eyes would be open or sometimes they would be closed. But this one particular one that I have in my head, he fell asleep and he was on Javi's mom's couch mm-hmm. and he was screaming and mm-hmm. crying in his sleep. And I was getting so frustrated because at this time I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what was going on. I felt like, what
scary.
Am I supposed to? Yeah. So when I took him to the doctor, he was just like, you know, you just guide him back to sleep. That's
yeah.
it.
You
just,
that's all you can have to do. Yeah. If you ever find anyone sleepwalking, please do not wake them
just
up.
Guide them right back. It's terrifying though.
Because you're not in a state of mind where you can control what you're thinking. You don't know. I don't remember anything that I do while I'm sleepwalking. So I could grab anything like and I wouldn't know.
Right.
Like and that's the creepy part. Like I used to be up for like I feel like I probably was up for mad long. Who knows the time that it was when my mom realized I was up And right. who knows what I did in that time, you know? So that's it's scary really fucking about. Scary. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I would wake up with bruises, like on my legs. I feel like I would bump into shit stuff, probably. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, and then getting out of my bed alone, I never remember doing that. And that's like terrifying. Coming out of my room, it's like, I have to turn and do all these things. I'm like bumping into shit. So I would wake up with scratches, like bruises on my legs. Like I would stub my toes and like, I would be missing like a paint, like of my nail, like my fucking nail would chip off. I wouldn't even know how that happens. Like that's I'd terrifying. Be in pain and like I'd be like, what and the did fuck your mom is going not on?
Hear she didn't hear you?
No. Like, my, like passed out. My mom's room was like all the way in the other side of the apartment. Mm-hmm. So the only one that could hear me possibly would be my sister, but she would be like knocked deep out. Sleep.
Yeah.
she wouldn't even care. She'd just be like, she,
you all right?
So much shit was happening in the house anyway. If she heard like, something, mm-hmm. she'd be like, whatever, it's the ghost. Like
at this point
we didn't care, but like yeah, it's like when someone is sleeping, they don't know what they're doing, they don't have control of like their thoughts or like anything, so if you try to wake them up, they can do anything to you, yeah. you know, and not realize it. So like you have to just like take them back slowly. So that's what my mom would do, and I don't remember. She said I used to do it a lot. Like I would
that's
do
so
it
scary.
Like every night I would like sleepwalk, and I was like, that's so scary. The door. Yeah, but it's so weird because I never did it again after we left that house.
Thank God.
And I thought that was just the creepiest thing. I look back at it now and I'm like, that makes a lot of sense.
Right. Like at the time, you probably didn't even realize. Because at first,
yeah, I was like, why don't I sleepwalk anymore? Not that I want to, but I was like, why don't I do this anymore? Like, why did it just stop? Like, how did it happen? And it's just weird as fuck to think about. So, but that is our Halloween episode.
That's our Halloween episode, y'all.
Lots of freaky shit going on over here.
No freaky dick on this episode.
No spooky dick.
Spooky dick. That's what it was.
Yeah, you guys, you should write us in. And if you have any crazy stories, especially just try and top mine. I don't want to, I feel like every time I say that story, I just sound crazy.
And I don't think so.
It's like, I know it happens to so many people. Like people have told me crazier shit, but it's like when that happened, the feeling that you get when those things happen to you, it's like you kind of like you freeze, like you have no control over your body, like,
and I then just, you question yourself,
yeah, and then you think like over time, like you think like, oh, like was it just like my mind playing tricks on me, like was it a dream? Like there's a lot of things that have happened to me that I'm like, oh, maybe it was a dream, but then my sister would kind of confirm it for me, like when she would right. say, oh, this happened to me too,
right?
And I'd be like,
that's not right,
yeah,
right.
So it's like weird, but
No, I get it.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And I just never want to live in a haunted house again.
Ever.
If you feel like your house
building,
is haunted.
So hopefully.
I know, but who knows what that land is. Like,
shit, me? Go bless that shit now.
I know, I need to go sage the
sage it, bless it, get shit. A priest over there.
Oh, yeah, I sage my house all the time. So,
it's so funny.
All right, guys. Well, that's
happy Halloween.
Yeah, I hope you guys have an awesome Halloween. Have
Stay
fun.
Safe. Check your kids' candy.
Get chocolate wasted. Yes. Take their candy.
All right, y'all. We'll talk to y'all next week.
Bye.
See ya.
This podcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. So find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.